Good morning, family. So wonderful to be with you this morning and to be able to share the word with you. It's a real privilege just to be able to do this and to be with you wherever you are. You know, it's quite an amazing thought to think that though we're in lockdown and isolated, we can still spread the word, we can still preach the gospel, and still allow Christ to minister to us in so many special ways. So this morning, wherever you are, maybe in your lounge or in your kitchen or whatever place you find yourself, you know, just sit down, quieten yourself, and let's hear what the Lord would want to say to us this morning. I'd like to just open in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Lord, your word is alive. It is amazing. It does so much to us, and we just can't contain everything you want to place within us. So even this morning, as we just prepare our hearts, as we quieten our minds, as we open our ears, may you speak into our lives in such a way that it takes effect, which brings through change. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So during this strange time we find ourselves in, like we've never seen before, there's a lot happening. It's things that we've never seen before. I mean, I find myself watching the news more than I ever have before and seeing what's happening in the world, all over the world, with this COVID-19 virus that's going around. It's changed the world. It's changed our lives. And things are very, very different. You know, the amazing thought came to me during all of this is we as Christians are very different. We are also separated and set apart from the world, from those who don't know Christ. And I just want to read a scripture in Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Those that have their Bibles, I'll just give you time to get there. It's good to follow scripture and see it in your own Bibles. You can always underline it, highlight it, and it just brings to remembrance some of the things that we hear. So Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, it says, to us who know Christ, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What an incredible promise. This isn't just only a promise. You see, when our Lord promises us something, he can deliver it as well. He can give it to us and make it a reality. So one of the wonderful benefits of being a Christian is to know that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us so much. And one of the things he has given us is an ability to have peace. So during this time of uncertainty, some people are wondering what's happening in their jobs, what's happening with their pays, how they're going to pay the rent, how they're going to get food. There is a lot of worries and stress that is out there. But as Christians, according to the word and the promises that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us, it says we do not have to worry. It says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So at this time, we do not have to have fear or anxiety. We shouldn't be stressed out or have worry. We should be a people that are walking in complete peace and confidence in the Lord. Isn't that an incredible thought that us as Christians, as people who have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, who have received Christ and are reborn into his kingdom, can hold on to these promises? In the midst of confusion and chaos and what is unnatural, we can still have peace. We can still have joy. We can still have certainty. And we are founded on this rock, which is Jesus Christ, which shall not shake us. The other thought that comes to us is those who don't have Christ, those who don't know him, they are filled with anxiety at this time, filled with stress and fear. You know, they focused on worldly things, and there's a lot of uncertainty in their lives. You see, they don't see as we see. We know the past, we know the present, and we see the future. The word has given it to us and declared it to us. For them, all things are unknown. These things are passing away. They don't know what the future holds for them. So they are filled with anxiety and stress. You know, they feed themselves off the news through what people are telling them, of natural things, of the prince of this air, which lies to them and gives them false hope. So the amazing thing is there's, you see these two divisions here. One, Christians filled with love and joy and peace and hope. And another side, the world, who are filled with fear and anxiety and uncertainty and stress. So we are really blessed as Christians. But the thing is, why is it that some of us Christians still have fear and anxiety and stress and uncertainty? It shouldn't be like this, because the word says that we are guarded from all of this, that Christ has given us all things. So something must be missing. You see, we've received Christ into our lives, but then why is it that sometimes we act still like the world? We are sometimes uncertain, sometimes we panic, sometimes we worry. There's things there that should not be there. So what is it that is not quite there in our lives? Something that's missing. There's a full transaction that still hasn't taken place if we still feel these things that we shouldn't be. So I'd like to look into this a little bit. What are these things and why is it that this full transaction hasn't taken place in my life? Why is it that sometimes I find myself in the same place that the world finds themselves, but I shouldn't, because I know I've been separated? You see, in Colossians 1, verse 13, it says, He, that's the Father in heaven, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed or transferred us into the kingdom of His Son whom He loves. So here's another promise. You see, the Lord has told us that He has delivered us from the power of darkness, fear, anxiety, stress, worry, all these things which come upon the world and those who don't know Christ. We've been delivered from it completely, fully, and we've been conveyed or transferred into the kingdom of His Son whom He loves. So this made me wonder, is sometimes I have fear or anxiety or worry which should not be there. And the thing that I'm getting to is there's something that hasn't fully happened. There's a transaction that I haven't fully put into place. So this brings me to a parable that I want to share with you this morning, which will help us look at this transaction, or what I'm going to call it, an exchange. There's an exchange that has to happen in our lives to be able to partake of the full benefits of what Christ has given us. What is a parable? Well, Jesus used parables often. He used to teach to the crowds in parables. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly or spiritual meaning. Parables are amazing things. There's so much in a parable. And a parable is either just a story to you, or it's truth, it's life. It teaches us about the kingdom. You see, Jesus used parables to open up the minds of what heaven is really about and what it looks like. In Matthew 13, the disciples asked Him, Lord, why do you speak in parables? And Jesus answered them and He says, because the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you to know. That's me and you, believers in Christ. But it has not been given to them, those that are in the world. Why? You see, we've got something that changes us, which makes a difference in our lives. But what is this difference? It goes on to say in verse 13, for this reason, Jesus says, I speak in parables, because looking, they the world do not see. They look, but they do not see. And hearing, they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you will listen and listen, yet never understand. And you will look and look and yet never perceive. Let that not be us. Let that not be believers in Jesus Christ. Let us see the word and understand. Let us not just read it and never see, never hear, and never understand. He says, but why is this? Why is it that some people can receive a parable and receive the truth and be changed by it, but some will take it, receive it, and get nothing from it? Receive the word, but get nothing from it. No effect, no change. Why? It says in verse 15, Matthew 13, verse 15, for this people's heart has grown callous, hard. It means insensitive or emotionally hardened. Friends, family, We cannot allow our hearts to get hard against the things of God. This is a condition of when we receive the word, if it affects us and changes us or not. Whether we make this full exchange that I'm going to get to. You see, their ears were hard from hearing. They could not hear, and they had shut their eyes. Jesus says, they hear me, but they don't hear. They don't listen. They don't take it in. They see, but they don't really see. They don't perceive. They don't understand. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would cure them. So Jesus would cure them, but they just needed to open their hearts, open their eyes. Just like this morning as I'm sharing this message, you're either sitting there and looking maybe at the background, maybe looking at me, maybe being distracted by other things. You're hearing, but you're not really listening. You're not really understanding. You're not taking it in. That's why God says we need to listen. We need to take it and place it into our hearts and let it make a difference. You see, even the Holy Spirit can't help us in this area. We have to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit so He can make it truth to us. So are you truly seeking the kingdom of God? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So let's look at the parable that I want to share today. Turn with me to Matthew 13, still in Matthew 13, but go to verse 44, an incredible parable. It's short, but there is so much life within it. There's so much food for thought in it that can just change us. And this is the thing about a parable. This is a short parable, but if you open your ears, open your eyes, and soften your heart, and it allowed to come into your life, it has got so much meaning that it can change you. So just to remember, I was talking, why do sometimes us as Christians, born-again believers, still have anxiety, fear, doubt, stress, which we should not have, like the world has? And I said there's an exchange that hasn't quite happened. You see, Jesus Christ did something for us, but have we entered into that full exchange that needs to happen for us to be fully changed? The parable in Matthew 13, verse 44, goes like this. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. That's the parable, an amazing parable. I read this parable and I thought, what does this mean, Lord? What is this parable all about? So I'm going to touch on 5 points quickly to help us understand this parable, but what the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is really like. And Jesus spoke in parables to open up the meaning of it for us. I'm going to go through 4 quick points, and then I'm going to dwell on one main point about this exchange that needs to happen in our lives for us to fully have the effects of what Christ wants to do in you and me. So, one, why was the treasure hidden? It says the treasure was hidden in the field. You see, this treasure was hidden because it is not a treasure you can see with your natural eyes. You cannot see the kingdom of heaven. It is a spiritual place. And only if you know what to look for can you see it. See, to the people in this world, to the natural person, and even sometimes to the carnal Christian, our eyes are closed to spiritual things because we've not allowed it to penetrate into our hearts yet. So if we truly want to see the treasures of heaven and where Jesus is wanting us to go into and enter into the kingdom, it's no good just seeing the kingdom. We need to be a people that enter into the kingdom, a place that we can't see, but in our heart we can see it through the Holy Spirit and what Jesus Christ has done for us. So this treasure is hidden. It's a spiritual place that we cannot see with the eye. So it's a hidden treasure. If you don't know about it, you can't find it. Two, how did the man come to find it? I mean, did he just stumble across it? Did he happen just to be in the field? You see, no, this man was looking for it. He was seeking first the kingdom of God. He was looking, he was purposely looking to find something. We can go through life and go through the things, the mundane things of life, and never find what we are looking for really in Christ. So we need to purpose to find it, to find this treasure that God says is hidden that we need to find. And this is why we go to Bible study. This is why we listen to the word. This is why we pray, so that this treasure can be revealed to us. You see, we've got to find it. Yes, people come to us and they can preach the gospel, or we can go to somebody and preach the gospel, the good news. But if they're not looking for it, they won't find it. So we need to be finding it. And we don't just find it once. It's a continual searching. It's a continual opening of revelation to us. It's a continual seeking. So this man didn't just come to find it by chance. He purposed to find this treasure. Why did he hide the treasure again? It says he hid it again. Well, because it's very special. This treasure is something that can be stolen away from us. It can be taken out of our hearts. It can be taken away from us from the enemy that doesn't want us to have this treasure. He doesn't want us to belong to this kingdom of God. So what we need to do is, once we've found it, we need to guard it with everything we have. We need to hold on to it. Otherwise, the pressures and pleasures of life can come and steal it away from us very quickly. So we need to, once we find this treasure and we keep unearthing it and keep getting into it more and more, we need to guard and hold it closely. It's not something we just give away. We hide it very close to us and watch over it, that it doesn't get stolen away from us. The next thing it says, he was filled with joy. He went in his joy. It says, once he had found this treasure, he went in joy. Well, you see, he saw a value in this treasure. You know, sometimes we as Christians, we forget the value of Jesus Christ, of what he has given us, of what he has brought us into, this reconciliation back to the Father. You know, everything that he's given us all things, co-heirs with him of an amazing kingdom that he's going to take us into, that he's preparing for us, that is with the Father and with him. It's a treasure that has got so much value that everything else falls into insignificance compared to this treasure. You see, what we have as Christians should fill us with so much joy that nothing else matters, nothing else cares to us, because we have found something that fills us with joy. So the treasure had much value. How much is the word and what God has given us, what Christ did for us and has brought us into, taken us out of and brought us into, how much value has it got to you? Because sometimes we forget that value and it doesn't bring joy to us anymore. And then I'll get on to the fifth point, which is the one that I want to just dwell on for a little bit, because this is all about this exchange that I'm talking about, is why sometimes do we find that the fullness of Christ hasn't affected us. We sometimes find ourselves doing the things that the people in this world are doing, yet we've been delivered from that. Why did he have to sell all he had? He had to sell everything that he had to purchase this field where the treasure was. You see, the treasure made this field valuable. Without the treasure, it would just be a field. It would be worthless. But with the treasure, it means everything. So why did he have to sell all he had? You see, it wasn't about the value. It wasn't about a monetary value. It wasn't about how much he had that he had to buy it. It was the principle. You see, it's the principle that matters about entering the fullness of the kingdom, getting everything that Jesus has for us into our lives. It's a principle of selling all we have for all of him. So what has happened here is there's this exchange. So some of us have got a small amount, some of us have got a large amount. That is not the point. The point here is the principle of giving up everything for our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Paul reminds us, he says it's a continual trade-off, it's a continual exchange. You see, we receive salvation immediately in Jesus Christ. As soon as we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, instantly we are saved. We enter into the kingdom, we are reconciled to the Father. But then to receive everything, the fullness of what the Father has for us, is a continual exchange. I listened to a story once about... was actually a Scientologist who was talking about Scientology, and the principle of Scientology. And he was saying that without an exchange, there's no value. If you receive something without actually an exchange occurring, it is of no value to you. And in a way, that's a godly principle. You see, if we don't exchange everything that we are for all of what Christ is, we will never gain all of him. So it's all of us for all of him. There's an exchange, a continual exchange, to be able to reap the benefits of all that the kingdom has to offer us. Paul says, I pick up my cross daily and follow Jesus. I deny myself. It's a exchanged continually. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's no longer I who live. You see the exchange that has to happen now, a continued exchange. I have to give up my wants. I have to give up my passions. I have to give up my lusts. The things that I want out of this world, I give up for Christ so that he can live in me. Paul goes on and says, I am dead to this world and this world is dead to me. He says, daily I wake up and choose to walk in the Spirit. So my encouragement for us today is, have you done this full exchange? Have you given up everything to receive everything that Christ has given us? You see, sometimes I liken it to this field that we come across, but we don't really make the purchase. So some of us like the things of Christ. We like what we see, but we really go visit somebody else's field. We go into somebody else's field and we like to partake of it. We like to be in his field. We enjoy to see the treasure, which is Jesus Christ, but we never make the full purchase. You see, we never purchase the fullness of the kingdom. All what we do is we find this treasure and we go off and we want to make the exchange. We want to sell off all that we have, but we don't do it fully. We do it gradually. We sell off a little bit, but we keep a bit. We sell off a little bit, but we keep a bit. Our own lusts, our own pride, the things in our lives that we like to hold on to, the things that we desire, a little bit of the fame and fortune that we want to keep for ourselves. But the word says we cannot do that. We have to let all of it go. So what we do is we sell off a little bit of it. But as we're going through life to purchase this treasure, this field, we then, as we're going along the walk of life, we purchase other things in the world and we gather other stuff, and it makes it harder for us to sell everything off to gain everything. So this morning, my encouragement to you is, make the exchange. Give up everything that you are so that you can gain everything that Christ is, that he can live fully in you and through you, that you can gain the benefits of what Christ has given us. He died for the on the cross for us so that we can have everything, so that we can not just get salvation, but that we can have the fullness of the kingdom, that we can be co-heirs with him, that we can be filled with love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and all the things that he wants to give us. He wants to give us all of it, but make the exchange. Exchange your life for his life so that you can reap the rewards. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, I also would like to invite you to make this exchange. He is a treasure that will bring joy to your life. You will never be the same. You will be changed forever. If you value this message and value what Jesus Christ has done for you, I ask you to find somebody that can lead you into the fullness of what Christ has, that can lead you into salvation and change your life forever. And for us that know Jesus Christ but haven't fully made the exchange, I encourage you to think about this message and say, what am I still holding on to? What have I still got that I need to let go of, that I need to sell off so that I can gain all of Jesus Christ? Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for listening to the word, and may Jesus Christ change you forever. Have a wonderful day.